The Grand Rapids Brewing Company is the winner of the Biggest Loser Battle of the Buildings competition in the category of entertainment, hotel, and restaurant. And with us is Carrie Veldman. She is the sustainability coordinator for Barfly Ventures, the holding company for several restaurants and bars, including the Grand Rapids Brewing Company and the well-known Hopcat Beer Bar chain. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
First of all, Barfly Ventures. We've featured Barfly on the program before, but remind our listeners about the enterprise.
Hopcat is our best known of our restaurants, and we've got, I believe right now we have 12 Hopcat locations throughout the Midwest. I think the furthest one away is Lincoln, Nebraska right now. But we're here today to talk about Grand Rapids Brewing Company, which is the one that won the Battle of the Buildings Biggest Loser Award for our category.
Yeah, I mentioned you guys before we started the interview, right around slightly over 8% energy reduction in 2016. So how did you do it?
We were actually pretty surprised that we won this. We have just been tackling the low-hanging fruit so far. So things that don't really cost us any money, but are things that we do need to think about, like the kitchen was a pretty big focus. We tend to come in, and I think a lot of restaurants do tend to come into the kitchen and they just turn everything on, just ready for business right away. But we've realized that lunch and late night are two times when we aren't really using all of the appliances that we have in the kitchen, which do take a lot of energy. So we've started to turn off half of our salamander, half of our fryers. The prep oven needs to go off as soon as we're done. Only half of the range. And these things have proven to give us some pretty significant energy savings.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember from a previous interview, you guys place huge emphasis on employee training for these kinds of energy efficiency activities, maybe more so than some. But it seems like a lot of what you do, a lot of your success hinges on that education.
It does, you're right. Our sustainability program is a pretty big part of our business as a whole. We do mostly focus right now on waste diversion, so that's a big part of our employee training. We divert 90% of our waste goes to compost or recycling, so that's a huge focus. And with that, I think energy savings is something that we also focus on. Right now, it's definitely in the beginning stages, but we've proven that just doing small things can make a big difference.
A lot of people wonder, when you do these sustainability practices in a small business or even a large business, the upfront cost versus how much money you save down the road. Do you guys have any kind of metrics or analytics that you look at in terms of profitability of doing these things?
Well, right now, most of our energy is being recorded through Midwest Energy. They are helping us out a lot with just being able to see a starting point and an ending point. And so that's where we've been able to target when we see, like, big peaks. We can make sure that we try to understand why that has happened, and I think that has helped us a lot. But, yeah, as far as right now, we're just in the measuring stages.
My guest is Carrie Veldman. She's the sustainability coordinator for the Barfly Ventures. We're talking about the energy savings of the Grand Rapids Brewing Company, over 8% in 2016. What about lighting, LED, things of that nature? I know, again, there's a pretty heavy upfront expense, but we've heard over and over again how much you can save in the long run.
We did switch out in the kitchen, so our entire heart of house or back of house, we switched that out to LED lighting. So I think that was also a good part of how we saved 8% last year. We're still working on getting the front of house to be switched out to all LED. Some of the issues lie in the hue of the LED light, so we're hoping to get a little more technology towards that so that we can give it the right ambiance in the front of house.
A question I like to ask business owners in particular, when you're doing these sustainability things and you win awards like the Biggest Loser, does that have any impact on the people who come to the bar, the customers, maybe younger folks, millennials, who really want to frequent organizations that do these kinds of things? Do you have any sense of that?
I think it does, and a little bit more so to employees. We found that our sustainability program attracts employees that are like-minded, and it helps with employee retention a lot. So that's definitely saving money as well.
because it occurs to me, you can educate the employees about how to be more energy efficient, but there might be something to be said for educating customers in terms of how they can do things in terms of recycling, waste reduction, energy efficiency, water use, and what have you, that may also be helpful as far as overall reduction.
That's true, and it does. We've got signs up for compost, recycling, and landfill all through all of our sites, all of our Hopcats and Grand Rapids Brewing Company as well. And it does sometimes get our guests to start talking to our staff about what that is and why it's there, and it can be a really good educational opportunity.
Now, in terms of Barfly Ventures in the broader sense, these same kinds of practices permeate all of your holdings throughout. I mean, it seems like this must be an ethos in terms of sustainability and green that starts right at the top of the corporation.
It is, and it has expanded out. Autumn started, I believe, 4 years ago, putting this sustainability program at Irish and Ionia, which is, I believe, the largest Irish or St. Paddy's Day festival in Michigan. There's usually close to 20,000 people that attend, and this past year we diverted, I believe, 93% of what we had from the landfill, which is a huge, huge accomplishment.
Yeah, 90%. I mean, you're almost to the point where you're doing 100% recycling. Is that the goal?
It is the goal. The problem is that some people bring things into festivals, like beads and whatnot, that aren't going to be recyclable or compostable. Seeing the piles at the end of the night and just a pile of about 6 trash bags for 18,000 people was a really big accomplishment.
Now, given the popularity of microbrews and establishments like the Grand Rapids Brewing Company, in terms of actually making the beer, the brewing process, I mean, we've talked to some folks that are also doing some sustainability-related things on that end of the business.
Yeah, we opened up as an all-organic brewing company, actually. We haven't kept that because it was difficult to source all the local ingredients we wanted to, so it was kind of a trade-off, but I think it was the right decision. But then also we have been working on some water savings things with the brewers as well. I can't really speak to brewing on a large scale because I'm not really good at that. Don't do it. but we have figured out ways to recycle some of the water so that we're not just dumping fresh, clean water down the drain.
Now, you mentioned with the Grand Rapids Brewing coming back to the award winner, some of the things that are planned for the future. So what are 2 or 3 major initiatives over the next couple years that you're going to be working on from a sustainability standpoint?
We're definitely hoping that we can switch to all LED lighting in the front of house, just waiting for the technology to catch up with the ambience that we're looking for. So that's definitely a big one. Continuing to compost our spent grain. We work with local farmers that take our spent grain. I believe Rakowski is taking some of it right now. So being able to continue that will definitely be a good idea. We want to feed animals before we make the compost into soil if possible. And being able to have the opportunity for our staff to take this program home with them as well is a goal that we look at. We want our staff to also be recycling and composting, which we're hoping is something that will be a possibility in the city of Grand Rapids in the future.
Well, given the Grand Rapids and West Michigan commitment to sustainability and green, what a great idea to train the employees and then have the ripple effect back home with mom, dad, brothers, sisters, even grandma and grandpas might get into it. Well, congratulations. Again, the Grand Rapids Brewing Company, winner of the Biggest Loser Battle of the Buildings competition in the category of entertainment, hotel, and restaurant. My guest has been Carrie Veldman. She is the sustainability coordinator for the Barfly Ventures. That's the holding company that owns the Grand Rapids Brewing Company. Congratulations, Carrie, and thanks so much for being on Greening of the Great Lakes.
Thank you very much.